Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Pag-uusapan naman natin ang mas lumalakas na panawagan para tulungan ng mga job seeker at mga mamamayan na kapos sa buhay na makaalis sa kahirapan. May mga panawagan po ngayon na itaas ang job seeker payments para maiangat naman ang pamumuhay ng milyong-milyong Australians sa taas ng poverty line. Sa ngayon po, nagkakahalaga ng $50 ang job seeker payment. Depende yan sa sitwasyon ng isang tao. At nananawagan sa pamahalaan ng not-for-profit organization na Anglicare Australia na itaas ito sa halagang $88 kada araw. Maitataas nito ang kita sa Henderson Poverty Line na itinatag noong mid-1960s para masukat ang antas ng kahirapan sa bansa. Ayon pa sa ulat, ang karagdagang bayad ay makakatulong sa halos 2.3 million na mahihirap na Australians, kabilang na ang 840,000 na kabataan. Pakinggan natin ang pahayag no ng Executive Director ng Anglicare Australia na si Casey Chambers na ayon sa kanya, dapat itong maaksyonan agad.
But it's obviously a financial mechanism for how we want Australia to look. And what we're saying is that we know that the rate of working age payments is so low, it is pushing people into poverty. We have a poverty inquiry at the moment that the federal government's undertaking. We have the federal government looking at how we measure well-being in its budget. And we're saying we cannot possibly have those conversations without a rise in job seeker.
Nagtatrabaho naman si Christina Condell sa Research, Policy and Communications ng Anti-Poverty Center, isang organisasyon na pinapatakbo ng grupo na dumanas ng kahirapan at kawalan ng trabaho para tulungan ang mga nasa kaparehong sitwasyon. Ayon kay Ms. O'Connell, malinaw na may oportunidad ang pamahalaan para tulungan ng milyong mamamayan na makaalis sa kahirapan.
Every person on social security payments, job seeker or otherwise, is living below the poverty line, and giving people money is absolutely the most important thing that the government can do, and it should be their highest priority. We saw in 2020 that governments can lift people to the poverty line overnight, and the refusal to do it is bewildering a lot of people. People who've been on Centrelink payments for more than 2 years die by suicide at nearly twice the rate of the rest of the population. And in 2020, Prof. Marie Teeson from Australia's mental health think tank said the fastest and most effective thing governments could do to deal with the mental health crisis was lift payments back up to the poverty line.
Dagdag pa ng Anglicare report, gagastos ng halos $200 billion o $198 billion ang pamahalaan sa loob ng 10 taon kung papayagan nilang itaas ang bayad sa job seeker, sa parent at carer payments. Mas maliit na halaga ito kumpara sa panukalang Stage 3 tax cuts na ayon sa ulat ay umaabot na ng $254 billion. Ikinagalit ni Ms. O'Connell ang pagbibigay ng prioridad ng gobyerno sa mga nasa high income o matataas ang kinikita habang maraming mamamayan ang walang makain sa araw-araw.
Right now, the government is making a choice to cut taxes and basically spend the exact same amount on that as it would cost to bring every person on social security payments up to the Henderson poverty line. It's morally repugnant that the government is choosing to give more money to wealthy people who can comfortably afford to pay taxes whilst keeping millions of us well below the poverty line, struggling with the cost of living crisis and less able to afford food and other basics every single day.
Isang survey din ng Anglicare ang nagsabi na tutol ang mga respondents sa pagtapyas sa buwis kung saan 78% ng tax cuts ay mapupunta sa mga taong nasa top 20% ng income earners.
Overwhelmingly, they're telling us that they don't need these tax cuts, that this is not a good use of the money. And we mustn't forget that not only does it skew inequality even further, it also takes out our ability to pay for other things down the track. So it makes it even more difficult for us to do any public spending, whether that's on hospitals or social security or aged care or whatever.
Nananawagan rin ang partido ng Green sa gobyerno na agad iangat ang lahat ng income support sa taas ng poverty line at masigurong nakakakuha ang bawat mamamayan ng basic livable income. Ayon pa kay Green Senator Janet Rice, dapat magkaroon ng Senate inquiry tungkol sa usaping ito.
We have heard about what the impact of poverty is having on people. People not being able to put food on the table, to pay the rent, to pay for their medications. It's very clear that there is a huge amount of suffering that's going on in the Australian community and people who are really trapped in an incredibly damaging cycle of poverty.
Isa't kalahating taon na mula nang itigil ang COVID-19 supplement at naranasan ng Australia ang pagtaas ng cost of living. Nakasaad din sa report kung paano sumipa ang halaga ng upa mula sa mga syudad hanggang regional areas at halaga ng pangunahing bilihin tulad ng pagkain, gasolina at kuryente. Naiulat din ang pagtaas ng bilang ng mga humihingi ng tulong.
So we really see that it's not possible to live on that. We see people making harder and harder decisions about accommodation, about food, it's impossible to even think about going to a dentist or any preventative health care. And we see people who, you know, aren't fulfilling prescriptions that the doctor has said they need for their health.
At yan ang binuong ulat ni Catriona Stiral para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.